Here's your fair value brief for Sunday, August 2, 2026. This week, bonds and stocks went their separate ways. The 30-year Treasury yield hit 5.21%, its highest since 2007, while stocks clung to AI-driven gains until earnings reports started showing cracks. The Fed's tough stance pushed mortgage rates up to 6.66%, and Meta's 6% drop on shrinking free cash flow put a spotlight on the risks of runaway AI spending. Meanwhile, Amazon surged 17%, proving AI can boost margins, but chipmakers took a hit on worries about demand. Oil prices swung wildly thanks to Iran tensions and OPEC tweaks, while copper quietly climbed on AI-linked industrial demand. The big question now, can AI profits keep up with rising borrowing costs? Now, to the markets. The Fed left rates unchanged, but Chair Kevin Warsh made it clear 2% inflation is non-negotiable. Three FOMC members even pushed for a hike, and that sparked a backlash in the bond market. Traders bet on tighter policy, driving the 30-year Treasury yield to 5.21%, a 15-year high, while the 10-year yield rose to 4.68%. Just 2 weeks ago, the chance of a September rate hike was only 10.7%. Now, it's 64%. Here's the fallout. Mortgage rates climbed to 6.66%, their highest in a year, and housing starts outpaced building permits for the second month in a row, a late cycle sign that builders are rushing to finish projects before demand dries up. But stocks? They ignored the warning. The S&P 500 actually added 1.05%, brushing off the bond market's recession signals. That tension, stocks rising while bonds flash warnings, defined the week. The stakes are high. Bonds are testing the Fed's resolve, and if yields stay this high, the pressure will show up somewhere, whether in corporate debt, consumer spending, or the AI investment boom that's been driving tech valuations. Next, AI spending hit its first reality check. The market's $220 billion bet on AI capital expenditures ran into a wall as investors started demanding proof. Where are the profits, not just the growth? Here's how it split. Amazon jumped 17% after AWS revenue grew 21% year-over-year with expanding margins, proof that AI can offset higher costs. Microsoft climbed 21.75% as cloud efficiency gains justified its AI investments. And Broadcom gained 1.93% thanks to its $30 billion+ supply deal with Apple, showing that locked-in contracts beat potential. But the strugglers? Meta fell 6.47% after its free cash flow plunged 91% to just $784 million, crushed by AI costs. Chipmakers got hit hard too. AMD lost 8.77%, Micron slid 10.63%, and Qualcomm declined 11.59%. Investors are asking, can demand really absorb all the coming supply? Here's the shift. With the 10-year yield at 4.68%, debt-funded AI projects just got a lot more expensive. AI exposure alone isn't enough anymore. Companies now have to show AI-driven revenue or locked-in contracts to justify their spending. Now, let's talk oil and copper. Brent crude swung about 12% in just three sessions, pulled between two opposing forces. On one side, Iran-U.S. tensions added a $3 to $5 risk premium after tanker attacks in the Strait of Hormuz. On the other, OPEC Plus agreed to increase September production quotas by 188,000 barrels per day. Though since most members are already producing below their targets, the real impact is limited. Meanwhile, copper quietly rose 2.3%, driven by AI data center demand and supply constraints in Chile. And don't forget, copper's role in EVs, power grids, and renewables adds another layer to inflation pressures. Over in currencies, the yen rallied as a safe haven, defying the dollar. The US dollar against the yen dropped 3.8% to 157.4, its steepest fall since early 2024, even as the dollar index stayed flat at 99.8. This move signals some under-the-radar risk-off positioning. What's behind it? First, geopolitical easing. Former President Trump canceled a planned Iran strike, which reduced immediate conflict fears. Second, repatriation. A stronger yen boosts Japanese exporters like Toyota and Sony by increasing the value of their overseas earnings when converted back. But here's the risk. If the yen's strength holds, it could force a broader reassessment of global equity risk. Right now, investment-grade credit spreads are sitting at just 0.80%, leaving very little margin for error. Crypto had its own story this week. Bitcoin edged up 0.7% to $63,198, and Ethereum gained 1.4% to $1,868.88. But the real action was in tokenized real-world assets. The sector's total value reached $36 billion, up from just $4.66 billion in 2024, as BlackRock and Franklin Templeton tokenized treasuries, private credit, and real estate, blurring the line between traditional finance and crypto. Regulation, though, is tightening. Minnesota banned crypto kiosks after scams surpassed $1 million in losses, and the Clarity Act faced criticism for provisions that could weaken state-level fraud enforcement. The takeaway? Institutions are moving fast, but the rules are getting stricter. The days of unchecked experimentation are ending, and adaptability will separate the winners from the losers. Now, the big question this week. AI bubble or selective reckoning? The AI trade fractured. For months, the rule was simple. Spend on AI, watch your stock rise. That's over. Investors are now sorting companies into three groups. First, the proven performers, Amazon and Microsoft. Their AI spending directly lifts revenue or margins. Amazon's AWS grew 21% with expanding margins. Microsoft's cloud efficiency offset costs. Second, the unproven spenders, Meta, AMD, Micron. They're burning cash on AI with no clear payoff. Meta's free cash flow collapsed 91%. Chipmakers face oversupply as Chinese competitors undercut prices. Third, the contract protected, like Broadcom. Their long-term deals, think Broadcom's $30 billion-plus agreement with Apple, shield them from competition. What changed? Three things. Financing costs jumped. The 10-year yield at 4.68% makes debt-funded AI more expensive. Competition heated up. Chinese firms now offer cheaper AI models, squeezing U.S. margins. And investors got picky. AI exposure isn't enough anymore. They want margin expansion and revenue growth now. The stress test is coming. NVIDIA's earnings on August 20th will set the tone. If data center revenue disappoints, the AI sell-off could spread. Watch the chain reaction, NVIDIA to chipmakers, to cloud providers, to enterprise software. Here's what to watch this week. On the macro calendar, July non-farm payrolls on Friday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern will dominate. Here's how to read the report. If jobs come in above 120,000, Fed hike fears return, bonds sell off, the dollar firms, and tech struggles. Below 50,000 jobs, bonds rally, the dollar weakens, and rate cut hopes rise. But bad news could also fuel recession worries. And if unemployment hits 4.3%, that's the highest since 2021, a key psychological level. Other key releases, Monday's ISM manufacturing PMI at 10 a.m. Eastern. The prices paid component, an inflation proxy, could move bonds more than the headline number. Wednesday's JOLTS report at 10 a.m. Eastern. If job openings fall below 8 million, that signals a cooling labor market and reduced wage pressures. And Thursday's jobless claims. Anything above 210,000 would hint at labor market weakness. Earnings will put AI's make-or-break moment in the spotlight. Markets will focus on which companies turn AI spending into actual earnings. Key reports. Monday, Palantir and Snap, AI versus ad budgets. Tuesday, AMD and Pfizer, chip margins and drug pricing power. Wednesday, Uber and Etsy, consumer spending resilience. Thursday, Disney and Shopify, streaming and e-commerce trends. And Friday, Block, fintech and Bitcoin exposure. The thread to follow. If AMD or Micron show weak demand, the AI spending boom could unravel fast. Now, here's something worth learning today. Who really moves your markets? Picture a casino. At the blackjack table, you've got a pension fund manager placing a $10 million bet. They have to play. It's your retirement savings. A hedge fund trader doubles down on red. They're gambling with borrowed money. A market maker deals cards at lightning speed, profiting from the spread on every hand. And then there's you, the retail investor, putting down $500 via an app. Last to know, first to react. So who holds the power? First, pension, and mutual funds, over $50 trillion. They're forced buyers. They must invest cash as contributions arrive, even in downturns. Their quarterly rebalancing can shift entire sectors. Example, Amazon's rally? Pension funds piled in after its cloud margins beat. They can't afford to miss safe AI growth. Second, hedge funds, about $4.5 trillion. They're trend accelerators. Short Meta, as we saw last week, and the stock falls faster. But their redemptions can also crash markets. Remember the UK's 2022 gilt crisis? Third, market makers. Think Citadel Securities, Jane Street. They're the house, profiting from spreads and providing liquidity until they don't. When they pull back, no buyers remain. Right now, the VIX at 15.99 signals complacency. At 30, it's panic. Why does this matter now? The yen's 3.8% surge? That's Japanese pension funds repatriating assets, not retail traders. The AI stock split? Hedge funds dumped Meta but held Microsoft. Your 401k follows pension funds. Your brokerage app competes with algorithms. Tomorrow's setup, the US ISM manufacturing PMI at 10 a.m. Eastern will ripple through markets. If the index tops 55, which sector stands to gain the most, and why? How might the dollar react? Predict it using today's framework. We'll revisit it Monday. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.